Welcome to another Ethical Corporation podcast. My name is Toby Webb and I'm here at the Royal Society of Arts with David Wilkinson, who's a Director of European Agriculture for PepsiCo. So welcome to the podcast, David. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. It's been a very interesting session this morning.
It certainly has. I mean, we had a roundtable discussion with a whole lot of what some people might call opinion formers, academics, organisations, quangos, farmers, and so on, about sustainable agriculture in the UK. And with reference to your report that you've just put out on PepsiCo's contributions to sustainable agriculture, we had a very vigorous debate about the issues. What are your key sort of takeaways from this morning's debate around sustainable agriculture for Pepsi?
I think the first thing is my takeout is there was a huge agreement around the table that the time to act is now. There's a huge scope to improve our situation in terms of sustainable agriculture in the UK. And people are very, very supportive of, you know, what PepsiCo are doing and what the PepsiCo farmers are doing to actually take realistic, you know, real steps to reduce our carbon and our water consumption on our farms over the coming years. I mean, we're absolutely committed to reducing our water and carbon footprint by 50% in 5 years, which is one of the key tenets of the Sustainable Farming Report. And I was most pleased that at the end of the session there was common consensus that yes, absolutely, there's scope to deliver these targets. And more importantly, I thought there was a real appetite around the room to support Pepsi and to support the UK growers and UK farmers to get there.
How did you come up with your targets, David? Because a few times over the last 5 or 10 years, we've seen companies come out with some really big, bold, quick statements and then have to slightly back away from them when they realise it's actually really very difficult to do. You've got a nice simplistic, you know, 50 in 5 carbon water reductions in 5 years. I mean, how did you get to that point?
I think what it all started in 2009, and in 2009 we undertook a very detailed audit and survey as to how much carbon we were generating in the potato growing and storage process. So we actually undertook a fairly extensive study to understand what are the key drivers of our carbon footprint. And at the same time, we also really looked at where we're consuming water and where we are growing our potatoes, just to really understand the dynamics of the carbon and water. So that was our initial data, if you like. And then what we subsequently spent the next sort of year working through is just looking at all of the technology that we had actually been sort of rather piecemeal developing as PepsiCo, saying, well, okay, how can we bring all of this to bear on really tackling our, you know, the carbon footprint challenge and the water challenge? And so for 2010, what we've done is really we've started to put what we call as our iCrop on a sample of 24 farms to really very clearly and understand exactly how we can grow our potatoes better and where we're applying our water and how we can apply our water better. And we spent a lot of time really calculating through every step of the report, along with a storage report from some energy consultants. So, well, okay, how can we can store our potatoes in a more energy efficient manner? And we've really sort of gone through line by line in all of these reports and said, well, actually, if you add all of these things up based on the technology that we know we have today, we can get to somewhere close to 50% in 5. There's a lot of things that we don't know, particularly around efficiency of agricultural vehicles. We also sort of we're not clear as to exactly what we can how fertilizer application and fertilizer impact would be would evolve over the coming years. So all of those things, which are, you know, technologies of today, plus where we know there will be some improvements over the next 1 or 2 years, combined with the fact that over the last 5 or 6 years we've spent a lot of time developing a raft of new potato varieties, and we are, you know, moving through a replacement program over the next 2 or 3 years. All of those things gave us the confidence that the 50 in 5 was, whilst it was a very ambitious target, also was grounded in realistic detail and fact.
So, a lot of these reductions are going to have to be done by farmers who are effectively, yep, simply suppliers to PepsiCo. We had two of them at the debate this morning who pointed out that it's going to be them that has to do a lot of this. What are you able to do specifically to help them get there? And I'm talking about management support, financial support, adjustment of contracts. I mean, what sort of processes are you going to need to go through to help them achieve that?
I think you've named pretty much all of the key levers that we are going to have to pull to do this. So firstly, we talked about the iCrop, and this is a tool that we will roll out across UK farms, which will actually help farmers grow their crops in a more efficient way, and we will be providing that because that's good for the farmers and it's good for PepsiCo. So that's the first
is that
thing.
Free for the farmers?
Yes. I mean, we will own the equipment and we'll actually help roll out, and you know, the farmers are clearly going to have to put it in their fields and help us with recording some of the information, but we will be providing them with that equipment. So that's the first thing. The second, you're absolutely right. We need to think about how we invest and support our farmers with investment. So maybe we'll do some investment, or maybe the farmers will do investment on the back of longer-term contracts. But all of these things, we're going to have to work very hard with all of our farmers to get to an environment whereby, you know, they feel comfortable to really sort of help us with this challenge, and we're supporting the farmers the best way we possibly can.
Now, lots of them talk about financial constraints. Can I ask you a bit more specifically about that? I mean, what do you think they are going to need in terms of financial support? I mean, is it loans? Is it longer term contracts? How can you help them get that new lower carbon kit into their farms?
I mean, we're prepared to talk to them about all of those things, you know, longer term contracts, you know, loans as well. So we're prepared to absolutely engage in that conversation. We are. One of the things that we know is that we need to be in this in the long term. We've got great growers, and we need these great growers to be with us for the long term as well. So there has to be some mutual support as we look out over the next 5+ years.
And in terms of sustainability, is the UK seen as a bit of a testing ground for PepsiCo worldwide?
I can't really talk for global PepsiCo, but what I can tell you is that in the UK is certainly a testbed market for looking to roll out a similar approach across our European markets. So whilst we've kicked off the iCrop trials in the UK this year with 24 crops, we've also done the same in Spain, Portugal, and some farms in Northern Europe to a much smaller degree, but they will come on stream in 2011. So they're really, you know, the UK is a test bed, and we absolutely plan to roll it out across Europe.
Great. David Wilkinson, thank you for your time.